You're listening to the audio production of Learning to Be Loved, The Everyday Believer's Guide to a Rich Relationship with God by David Bowden and Mart Green. Published by Zondervan and read by the authors. To my wife Megan and my boys Ezra and Eli, thank you for teaching me Jesus's love by ferociously and steadfastly loving me every day. David.
To my wife, Diana and my children, Brennan Trang, Tyler and Kristen, Scott, Joe and Amy. And to my grandchildren, TK, Isla, Harper, Juniper, Winter, Cooper, Jed, Haven, Kinsley, McCoy, Cade, Grayson, and Karis. Proud to see you aggressively pursuing the mission to love God intimately and live extravagant generosity. Mart.
Learning to Be Loved, an introduction to your journey. I was wrapping up my morning run and I was in tears. It wasn't from the effort. I was heartbroken and baffled, hurt and confused. A worship music playlist was shuffling song after song into my earbuds. As I listened to one particular song about God running after me, I realized I just didn't believe it. But it wasn't the song or even the thought that had my tears and legs running at the same time. It was a question that came into my mind. David, do you believe your son loves you? Whenever I came home from work, a run, or even a quick errand, my son, who was 3 at the time, would run, arms open and screaming, "Daddy!" until he slammed into me in a beautiful collision. He would nuzzle in as we declared our love for each other. When that happens, the voice in my head asked, do you believe your son loves you? My answer came quickly, but not without pain. No. My answer was no. I did not believe my 3-year-old really, truly loved me. That's just what kids do. He'll grow out of it. He wants something. He's naive. If he really knew me, he wouldn't hug me so tight. I could not receive that kind of love. I kept running. I kept weeping. As I did, the voice returned to my mind. You are not receiving my love either. If I couldn't receive the unthrottled love of my own son, of course I would have great difficulty receiving God's even more lavish and undeserved love, too. Not that he wasn't giving it. God was running after me fast and with more vigor than my 3-year-old after I returned home. But I did not believe it. I knew God loved me. At least in my head, I did. I mean, he has to, right? But I did not have an experiential knowing of the real running at full speed love God has for me. I believed God is love, that Jesus came and died for those he loves, and even that his spirit is moving me in love toward himself. I have been in public ministry for 15 years. I lead a nonprofit called Spoken Gospel, whose mission is to show the good news of Jesus on every page of the Bible. I am committed to and convinced of God's love for the world. But something clearly was missing. My heart had not learned how to be loved by such a huge love. I couldn't accept that God just might be running after me like a star-crossed lover at the end of a rom-com. I couldn't feel God chasing me down just because he wanted to hold me. I couldn't relish the fact that God was hot on my heels, pursuing me like a bachelor wooing his crush. If God was running after me, it was because that's just who he is. It's just what he does. Maybe he feels sorry for me. Maybe he is rescuing me because he's just good. Maybe he is just overflowing with grace and his overfilled cup happened to splash on my life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?